In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the fifth Sunday of Easter is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Thus far the text. The Lord never leaves you pondering in uncertainty. He always gives a foretaste of what is coming. God's word keeps you anticipating the surety of your future hope. Now, those who arranged the historic one-year lectionary have done the same thing. On the third Sunday of Advent, Christmas is anticipated. On the fourth Sunday of Lent, Easter is anticipated. Last week, you were prepared for the ascension of our Lord. And on this, the fifth Sunday of Easter, you are not only told about Christ's ascension, but you are told of the descent of the Spirit. And so, Pentecost is anticipated. Our Savior comforts his disciples who are saddened by the prospect of his departure. They are so taken aback that they don't even bother to ask, "Where are you going?" All their thoughts and concerns are on themselves and their imminent loss. And so the great transition is foretold by Christ. While the Lord had performed his work visibly, the Spirit would work invisibly. And thus belief would be by faith and not by sight. Jesus told the apostles that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He promised to send them the Spirit of truth, who would guide them into all truth. He kept his promise. On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon Christ's apostles. They spoke in languages that they had never learned. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and with power. In fulfillment of Jesus' promise, the Holy Spirit led the apostles into all truth. They, or those they told, wrote down on parchment the truth that the Holy Spirit revealed to them. What they wrote is known today as the New Testament. You know that the New Testament is God's faithful and infallible word, because it is founded upon the apostles' witness. Jesus Christ himself promised to the apostles that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. Jesus is God. The Holy Spirit is God. God does not lie, deceive, or err. You can trust everything that the Holy Scriptures say because God is its true author. You can know that the Holy Bible teaches you everything that God wants you to know because Jesus promised the apostles that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. Now, some claim that the Holy Spirit didn't guide the apostles into all truth, but that he kept some truth back from them and revealed it later on. Such so-called prophets or prophetesses are known as Joseph Smith, Mary Baker Eddy, and Ellen White. Each claimed new revelations from God. They sought to add to the truth that the Holy Spirit revealed to the apostles, whom Jesus chose as his spokesman. These so-called prophets spawned new beliefs and formed Mormonism, Christian Science, and the Seventh-day Adventists. It was Saint John who recorded the words of Jesus that the Spirit of truth would guide the apostles into all truth. And it was also Saint John who wrote at the end of the last book of the New Testament these words: "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." All truth means all truth. The Holy Spirit guided the apostles into all truth. This is what Jesus promised. And Jesus is the one who keeps his promises. The truth into which the Holy Spirit guided the apostles is centered in Christ Jesus. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And he explained what he meant: of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Now, the church cannot be shy when proclaiming the truth of the Spirit's convictions. He convicts everyone of sin, because everyone is a sinner. Everyone by nature is at odds with God and doesn't believe. This same unbelief resides in you, believers, and it brings you to wrestle with the things of God, constantly questioning and doubting. The harsh truth that the Spirit brings to your ears is that you commit sins because you have an unbelieving old Adam that does not believe and trust in Jesus. You do not trust him. You think he is holding out on you, that he doesn't care about what you want or need, that he is not providing you with what it takes to make you happy, and so you take it upon yourself. You make yourself God. If you believed in him, you would not sin. You would wait for him to give you what you want or need. You would trust that he knows best and cares for you. But you do not. You think you're smarter than Jesus, nicer than Jesus, even that you love yourself more than Jesus loves you. That is why you sin. Heed the truth from the Spirit of truth, who, working only through the Word, points you to Christ crucified, bringing you to repent of yourselves. Continue to renounce the devil. Continue to trust not in the promises, not in your promises to God, but rather trust completely in his promises to you. Crucify your old Adam. Hear the word of truth promised to you at God's holy baptism of you. Be not unbelieving, but believing. The Spirit convicts of righteousness because you cannot be righteous in yourselves. You have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ is the propitiation, the payment of all of your sins. You have no other righteousness with which to stand before the Father. The going of Christ to the Father is not within the range of your eyes or senses, so you can neither see it nor feel it. No, this truth can only be perceived, understood, held, and made known as the Spirit makes it known, as He creates faith in the Word which He has spoken, that Christ is your only righteousness, so that no one can boast in themselves, but only in the merits of Christ crucified. The judgment with which the Spirit convicts proceeds from the authority and power of our Lord sitting at the right hand of the Father. This judgment is the public proclamation that the prince of this world and all that belongs to him is already condemned, having no power over Christ. Again, those trusting in sight will see the world and its ways seeming to win out. They will see the world continuing to mock and scoff at the message of the cross, which is foolish while a corpus hangs on it. But the Spirit of truth can only proclaim the truth that announces to the world the judgment that sets men free. Dear Christians, one and all, rejoice indeed. Satan has been defeated. Christ crucified and risen has brought the devil and his minions to be a footstool under Jesus' feet. The Holy Spirit has been guiding into all the truth since the beginning. He continues to come, working through the Word and the sacraments, objectively telling you to be certain of your salvation. The Spirit of truth comes to you with the truth that sets you free. It's not a truth of human potential. It's not an evolving truth that has yet to fully evolve. No, the truth that the Holy Spirit reveals is the truth that was given to Christ's apostles and by God's grace continues to be properly proclaimed and rightly administered throughout the centuries. It's the same truth that infants and adults get baptized into. It's the same truth that lifelong catechumens have been taught and will continue to confess throughout their lives. It's the convicting truth that you are sinners in need of a Savior, bringing you to ever stay that way, repentant and believing. Through the Spirit's convicting of sin, righteousness, and judgment, He keeps your eyes on Christ and His merits. Martin Luther, when writing a friend suffering under the weight of his own sin, put it best when he wrote this: "My dear brother, learn Christ and Him crucified. Learn to pray to Him and, despairing of yourself, say, Thou, Lord Jesus, art my righteousness, but I am thy sin. Thou hast taken upon thyself what is mine, and hast given to me what is thine. Thou hast taken upon thyself what thou wast not, and hast given to me what I was not. Brother, be aware of aspiring to such purity that you will not wish to be looked upon as a sinner or to be one. For Christ dwells only in sinners." May the Spirit of truth ever bring this truth to you, bringing you to trust alone in the merits of Christ crucified and risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.